Let us say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with tonight's family altar. Let's sing hymn 145. 145. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. Tonight, in our family altar, we will discuss Psalms number 108. We will discuss Psalms number 108. Let us read through these Psalms. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing. I will sing praises even with my soul. Awake harp and lyre, I awaken the dawn. I give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your loving kindness is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered safe with your right hand and answer me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will exhort, I will portion out Sichem, and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the helmet of my head, Judah is my scepter, Moab is my washbowl, over Edom I shall throw my shoe, over Philistia I will shout aloud. Who will bring me into the besieged city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have not you yourself, O God, rejected us? And will you not go forth with our armies, O God? Or give us help against the adversary, for deliverance by man is in vain. Through God, we will do willingly, and it is He who shall tread down our adversaries. So this is the container of Psalms number 108. Psalms number 108, let's see the superscription. Just say it is a song. So it is a song. It is a Psalm of David. So this song is accompanied by string instrument. So it is a song, a Psalms of David. Here we can see that David composed this song using materials from two other psalms, with only a very slight modification or variation. So here, David composed this song using materials from two other psalms with slight modification or variation. Like verses 1 to 5, verses 1 to 5 here, we can actually refer to Psalms number 57, verses 7 to 12. And then, verses 6 to 13, you can refer to Psalms number 60, verses 5 to 12. Psalms number 60, verses 5 to 12. Both of these Psalms, Psalm number 57 and Psalm 60, both are also the Psalms of David, composed by David. So here, David composed this song using materials from two other psalms that actually he had composed. So it is Psalms number 57 and Psalms number 60. Here in this psalm, we can see praise of God and then prayer for God's help against enemies. And then we can actually see the theme. The theme in verse 13, in verse 13, through God we will do valiantly, and it is He who shall tread down our adversaries, our enemy. So in verse 13, we can see the theme. Through God we will do valiantly, and it is He who shall tread down our adversaries. So here it is a praise of God, prayer for God's help against enemy. It is through God that they will be victorious, and then it is God who will tread down the enemies. In this psalm, we can see the flow of thought, the flow of thought. In the midst of dangerous situation, so the singing congregation expressed their confident hope of thanking God among the people, among the nations. This can be seen in verse 3. So we can see the flow of thought in the midst of a dangerous situation or threat from enemy. So the singing congregation expressed their confident hope of thanking God among the people, among the nations. So here actually we can see it is a manifestation of faith and trust. So they have this confidence. They believe that God will answer. God will give them victory. God will help them to tread down the enemies. So the singing congregation that express their confident hope of thanking God. So they believe God will deliver. So they have this confident hope of thanking God, and then to thank God among the people, among the nations, including the adversaries. So this confidence is being based on God's character and God's own oracles or promises about the land. This is in verse 4 and verses 7 to 9. So their confidence is based on God's character and God's own promises or oracle about the land. And then it is not on how things look from purely human perspective, from verses 10 onwards to verse 13. Also, this matter, it is not on how things look from purely a human perspective. So must view this matter or base this matter upon God, to have faith and trust in God. Okay, let us go through these Psalms. Let's see, verses 1 to 4. Verses 1 to 4. So here, we can see an expression of confidence. Verse 1. My heart is steadfast, O God. So we can see, my heart is steadfast, O God. So here, very sure, very firm, very steadfast because of faith and trust. So we can see it express confidence. My heart is steadfast, O God. And then here, they express the anticipation, like just now we say. They believe that God will deliver them from the enemy, give them victory. Even though in the process, not yet, they are praying for God or help against enemies. But here, because of by faith and trust, so they express that anticipation. That is to say, verse 1, I will sing praises even with my soul. So they believe that they will be able to sing praises because of God's deliverance with all their soul. And then, awake harp and lyre. So they will sing with instrument, awake harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. This awaken the dawn, that is to say, the day of deliverance. The day of deliverance. So in the day of deliverance, they will awaken in the morning to sing praises and thank to the Lord. Verse 3, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the people. Also, they will give thanks. I will sing praises to you among the nations. So they will sing praises. So here we can see the confident expecting to give thanks. Also, they anticipate, express anticipation that they are able to sing praises to proclaim God's saving act. And then, what is the basis for this confidence? So the basis for this confidence is God's own character. We can see verse 4. For your loving kindness is great above the heavens, and your truth or faithfulness reaches to the sky. So this is the basis of their confidence. The basis for confidence is God's own character. The loving kindness, the graciousness, mercifulness of the Lord, the loving kindness, and then the faithfulness of the Lord. And then also based upon God's promise oracles, so they remember the promises that God has made to his people. This we can see in verses 7 to 9. So also the confidence or the basis is based upon God's promise. So they remember the promise of God has made to his people. So here verses 1 to 4, we can see confidently expecting to give thanks. They believe that God will deliver, God give them victory, God will tread down the enemies. So they will sing praises. They will awaken the dawn. They will give thanks. They will sing praises, proclaiming God's saving act. And then let's see verse 5 and 6. Verse 5 and 6, we can see prayer. The prayer for deliverance and prayer for God to be exalted. So verse 6 verse, that your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand and answer me. Save with your powerful sovereignty, your almightiness. Save with your right hand, the powerful hand. Answer our prayer. So this is a prayer for God's help against the enemies in the midst of a dangerous situation. So we can see the prayer for deliverance. And then they believe God will deliver. Therefore then, they also pray for God to be exalted. Verse 5, be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. So they believe how the Lord will act. And then because of this, God will be exalted above the heavens and your glory above the earth. And then like verse 3 say, this will be proclaimed to the people, to the nation, even to the adversaries, to the enemies. So verse 5 and 6, these are prayers. Let's see verse 7 to 9. Verse 7 to 9. So God has spoken. This land are mine. God has spoken. We can see the promise of God. We can see here comforting oracle from the Lord, the promises or the oracle from the Lord. Perhaps or possibly, here we can see a recalling an already ancient promise from the time of conquest. So perhaps possibly here a recalling an already ancient promise from the time of conquest. It may have been preserved in the book of wars of the Lord. So here, possibly, it is a recalling or this material gathered from what they call the book of the wars of the Lord, like recorded in Numbers 21 verse 14. Numbers 21 verse 14, we can see the book of the wars of the Lord. Let's see verse 7. God has spoken in His holiness. So God has spoken. God has spoken in His holiness. In His sanctuary, I will exhort, I will portion out Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. So here we can see the division of the conquered territory, represented the territories west and east of the Jordan. So here mentioned Shechem and Succoth. So it represented the territories west and east of the Jordan. And then verse 8. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the helmet of my head, Judah is my scepter. So this land are mine, the Lord has spoken. So here we can see the land conquered, and then Israel, God's people, are established in it, in this land. So here we can see the land conquered and Israel, God's people, established in it. Again, here show the territory east and west of the Jordan. Here it mentioned concerning Gilead, Manasseh. So it shows again the territory east and west of the Jordan. And then here also mentioned Ephraim and Judah, the two leading tribes of Israel. Here we can also see representing north and south. So here it represented all Israel. And then Ephraim represents the Lord's helmet protection. So this helmet can refer to protection, the protection of the Lord upon the nation, upon the land. And then Judah, here, Judah is my scepter. So represented the Lord's rule. The Lord will continue to rule through the Lord's chosen earthly king or ruler over His people. So here we can see how the land is conquered and Israel, God's people, established in it. And then how God will continue to protect, and then how the Lord will continue to rule. And then let's see verse 9. Moab is my washbowl. Over Edom I shall throw my shoe. Over Philistia I will shout aloud. So Moab, Edom, Philistia, the enemy of Israel on the eastern, southern, western borders. So Moab, Edom, Philistia, we can see the enemies of Israel in the eastern, southern, and western borders. Here picture to us the defeat of the enemies, the defeat of the enemies, and then how the enemies fear. Over Philistia, I will shout aloud, so there will be fear among the enemies. And then how we can see Edom, I shall throw my shoe, how and then Moab is my washbowl. How the enemy will be shamed, will be humiliated. So we can see the defeat of the enemy. So we can see this promise of the Lord, this oracle the Lord has spoken. That is to say, we are able to see the promises of the Lord. This become the basis of their confidence that God will deliver, that they are able to sing praises. Let us see the last part, verses 10 to 13. Verses 10 to 13. So here we can see that is to say a request for Lord to give them help. Deliverance of man is in vain. So they ask the Lord to give help against the enemy, for deliverance by man is in vain. Verse 10. Who will bring me into the besieged city? Who will lead me to Edom? So who? Is it man? No. Of course, it is God. Who will bring me into the besieged city? Who will lead me to Edom? It is not man. Not by man might or by power, ability, armies, strength, but it is the Lord. Have not you yourself, O God, rejected us? Will you not go forth with our armies, O God? So here, it is a question or a manifestation of faith. God, you will not reject us, you will go with us. If rejection is only momentary, the defeat by the enemies momentary is because maybe of their sin. But then here, they have faith, they have trust in the Lord. We believe, have not you yourself, O God, rejected us? So God will not reject. In the past, yes, maybe, but now they have turned back. So the Lord will not reject. And will you not go with our armies, O God? God will go, definitely, because these are God's people. So verse 12, oh, give us help against the adversary, for deliverance by man is in vain. So it is not how things look from purely human perspective, but must look upon the Lord, lift up our eyes, look unto the Lord. He is the helper. So give us help against the adversary, for deliverance by man is in vain. Through God, we will do valiantly, and it is He who shall track down our adversaries. So by faith they believe God will deliver, so they are able to sing praises. So here, this psalm, we can see it is a psalm, manifestation of faith and trust in the Lord, that the Lord will deliver. So today we must have this type of faith and belief and trust, God will deliver, and then how God will be exalted, how we are able to proclaim God's saving act, God will deliver. So in all things, let us trust in the Lord, have faith in Him, to believe, and then our basis is based upon God's character and God's promises, for He loves us. We give thanks to our Lord. Now we shall pray together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
How to get the
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus, our family altar, we answer tonight. Peace be to all. Amen.